said is coming, that you keep speaking, you keep believing until it comes. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, this morning, we have a son of the house who's going to bring an amazing word this morning. Amen. So, Bill Dungy, amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. This is my brother. This is my brother. This is my friend. Hallelujah. And I have such a huge expectation. Father, we place a demand on the anointing. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, that the anointing that breaks the yoke, Father. Father, that it would come forth in this moment, in this hour, Father. For this very purpose, for this very time, you have raised him up, Father.
Yes, Lord.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Father, that he would be free, Father, that your anointing would come forth, that the fire of the Most High God would proceed out of his mouth, Father. And Father, we, your people, Father, we stand in expectation,
yes,
that we might see the glory,
yes,
of God,
Lord.
Father. In
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus, that the very thing to which he speaks may it come forth in power and anointing in Jesus' name. And we all said,
amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, we can keep that praise going. Let's just praise him. Hallelujah. 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 God has been too good. He's been too good. As the song was saying, he's been better to me than I've been to myself. God has been too good. Hallelujah. 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 Today I'm gonna close out this series. I have the honor of closing out the series that Pastor Locke P.B. Beecham Jr. has been leading us right into 2018 with Mind Shift. And I'm gonna give you part four. And my prayer this morning is, as we finish part four, you will experience freedom in your mind. Amen. How many of us want freedom in our mind? Because I was talking to a friend just this morning, and he said something so powerful. He said, because we don't need a new car to be free. We don't need a new job to experience freedom. We need to change the way we think. Amen? So my prayer today is that as we close out this series, you will, as Pastor said, receive a mind shift today. Amen? Amen. We're going to start you out with a video, and then we'll get right into it. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You get to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do.
Hallelujah.
Welcome to the grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams fan out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable and safe and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is the grind. The battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder is telling you that this is just a game. This is just a waste of time. Your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire lit beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime or the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes and a thousand different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready. You are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.
Let's stand on our feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This morning, Mind Shift Part 4, we are talking about embracing the grind. Can you say that with me? Embracing the grind. The scripture pastor is dealt with, and I want us to say this, and I want us to put our hands on our temples just like this, and we're going to say this. Say this after me. Say, let this mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus. Two more times we're going to say that, and we're going to start to experience the freedom of what that means. Number two, let's go again. Let this mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus. One more time, I want you to say it like you mean it, like you can really transfer the mind of Christ, as you can feel the transfer right now in the name of Jesus. Let this mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus. Let's give God a hand now. Hallelujah. This mind that was in Christ Jesus. And there's so many different ways we can interpret, or there's so many different things we can think about this mind of Christ, the mind of love, this mind of peace, the mind of joy. But today we're talking about a mind that embraces the grind. Hallelujah. We're talking about a mind that embraces the grind, that doesn't get mad at things being a little off kilter, that doesn't get mad and say, this is stupid, why do I have to go through this? But we embrace the grind. Not that we're just going through things, but maybe you set some goals. Anybody set some goals for 2018? Let me tell you, you got to grind through it, baby. It's not coming easy. Hallelujah. If you're looking to accomplish something great in 2018, you got to embrace the grind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let this mind be in me that is also in Christ Jesus. I'm here to tell you this morning that our God, Jesus Christ, was a grinder. And I'm gonna throughout this lesson, I'm going to tell you exactly what that means. If you will, go with me to Luke 2, 41 through 49. Hallelujah. Let's look at Jesus as a boy, this grinder. It says, now his parents went to Jerusalem. We're talking about Jesus. Every year for the feast of Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When the days of the feast were completed, as they returned, the child Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother did not know of it. But supposing him to be in their company, they went a day's journey. Then they searched for him among their relatives and acquaintances. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem searching for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. All who heard him were astonished at his understanding and his answers. When they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said to him, son, why have you dealt with us like this? Look, your father and I have anxiously searched for you. Jesus turned and he said to them, how is it that you search for me? Did you not know that I had to be about my father's business? You can be seated. Hallelujah. Embrace the grind. Here's this Jesus at 12 years old. And I think about, we all know the story of, remember the movie Home Alone? We all saw the movie Home Alone, where the young boy, they go on vacation and he gets left behind. When I read this story in the Bible, I think of the similar circumstances. But I think of the circumstances in terms of if this was me with my mother. And could I imagine going on vacation, my mother and our relatives leave, and I stay behind. And when she comes to ask me what was going on, I say, Mom, what are you looking for me for? Didn't you know I had to be about my father's business? I can tell you, my mother had an advanced degree in butt whooping. The story wouldn't have ended quite as nice as it ended here in Luke, but I gave you this chapter to just demonstrate the grind of Jesus Christ. Here is Jesus Christ as a boy, 12 years old, all right? But understanding that he had 21 years left on this earth to complete what God has sent him here to do. So in this verse, what he's saying to his mother, I got 21 years left. I got to be about my father's business. I'm staying here. I'm learning. I'm taking in everything that God wants to give me because I only got 21 years. He was about his business. Amen? And that's the same thing for us today. Are we grinders? Amen? Are we about our father's business? And here's the thing, we don't have to get all spiritual and caught up and say, this is about everything that God has put inside of you that you want to accomplish in 2018 and beyond. It could be financial. Hallelujah. It could be your marriage. Some of us are struggling in our marriage and we're just maintaining. Amen. The grind is not about maintaining. Amen. The grind is not about maintaining. The grind is about intensifying your suffering for a season in order to experience victory and ultimate freedom. Is that power? Let me read that again. The grind, embracing the grind, is not about maintaining, but about intensifying your suffering for a season in order to experience victory and freedom. What does that mean? Let me give you an example. Let's say you're going through it in your marriage. And the easy thing to do is to what? It's just to give up. But to grind through it says, I'm going to intensify the suffering. What does that mean? That could be fasting. That could be locking yourself in prayer. That could be going to counseling and getting professional services. But grinding through the situation because you want to see the end change. Amen? Amen. I thought something very powerful in that video. Amen. It said the grind is the battle royale between your mind, your body, and the devil. That's powerful. That's powerful. Your body many times will tell you what it doesn't feel like doing. Amen? And then the devil will jump right in and start to get into those feelings and say, see, Bill, you don't feel that way. You don't look good enough. You don't do it correctly. But can we have a mind shift today that embraces the grind and says, regardless of how my body feels, regardless of what this devil has to say, regardless of what circumstances says, I'm going to grind through this. Because I see a greater good. I see freedom in the end. Amen? Hallelujah. Romans 12:2 says, do not be shaped of this world. Instead, be changed within by a new way of thinking. Then you will be able to decide what God wants for you, and you will know what is good and pleasing to him and what is perfect. Amen? Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by what? A new way of thinking. As pastor's been saying since January 1, a mind shift. Amen? About 5 years ago, God gave me this word grind. And many of us have, we've used that word before and everything, but I really got a hold of that because I wanted to live a disciplined life. And not just discipline in the things of God, discipline in everything. I'm talking about everything I experience on my job, with my children, my wife, coaching football. Every part of my life, I wanted to be disciplined. And so about 5 years ago, God gave me this word grind. And when pastor asked me to finish out the last part of mind shift, I knew right away this is where God wanted me to go. All right? Bear with me for 1 second. I want to read to you what this grind means. All right? Nowadays, the word grind has widespread use in a multitude of meanings. The modern use of the word comes from our urban or hip-hop culture. Phrases such as, I'm grinding, or I'm on my grind, have very distinct meanings depending on the context to which they are used. For example, a musician or an artist may say, I'm grinding, to describe their pursuit for perfecting their craft. Amen? While an athlete may use the word grind to describe his or her relentless workout routine, a college student may say, I'm grinding, to describe their struggle to obtain a degree. Or a single mother or a single father may use the word grind to describe their daily sacrifice of trying to be both a mother and a father to their children. Countless other examples can be given to demonstrate the modern use of this word. But this is powerful. But the underlining theme in all these examples is that grinding can be defined as an individual struggle, consistent effort, and gradual ascension towards reaching a goal or a desired outcome. Let me say that one more time. Grinding can be defined as an individual struggle, constant effort, and gradual ascension towards reaching a goal or outcome. Amen? So can I borrow that? I want to borrow that word grind that, as I said, has been caught up in the hip-hop culture, but I want to borrow that and bring it into the church vernacular this morning and talk about, as I said today, embracing the grind, all right? And God gave me something a little catchy. I want you to say, my grind is mean in 2018. Yeah, hallelujah. My grind is mean in 2018. So what is this word grind? The acronym I have for it, and we're going to go through this today, is growing rigorously and natural progression daily. Amen? Growing rigorously and natural progression daily. Hallelujah. Let's go to Colossians, the third chapter, 23rd through the 24th verse. Amen? In this, it says, in all your work you are doing, work the best you can. Work as if you were doing it for the Lord, not for people. Remember that you will receive your reward from the Lord, which he promised to his people. You are serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that we do, everything that we set our minds to, every struggle that we're going through, what if we had the mindset that I am doing this for who? For God. So many times we're caught up in the circumstances or what people have to say or what's going on, and we lose track of who we're doing it for. And this scripture is so awesome because Paul says, don't get caught up in that. Get caught up in who you're doing it for and understanding that there's a reward at the end. And I know many times when that's been taught, we're always looking into the future, talking about our eternal reward. And we know we have an eternal reward. Those of us that are believers, we're going to go on to be with Christ and spend eternity in heaven. But what about the benefits of embracing the grind and changing that mindset today? What about the benefits that you see living today? Amen? So many times we talk about the future, but what about today? What are you experiencing today that is making your life better? Amen? What are you going to experience tomorrow? What breakthrough are you going to experience in 2018 that you can look back on and say, my God is good. My God is great. Amen? Hallelujah. So grind. Number one, the first one, growing. The G stands for growing. All right? To develop or reach maturity or to expand and develop by gradual process. A mind shift of embracing the grind says no matter where you are in life, wherever you're going, whatever you're going through, whatever trial or tribulation, or whether you're working towards a goal, you must see every situation as an opportunity to grow. Amen? See it as an opportunity to grow. How do we do this? By allowing our circumstances, situation, and/or conditions to always teach us. Always use it as a teachable moment. Amen? I want to give you three signs of growth. How do you know you're growing? As you're grinding through this, as you're embracing the grind, how do you know if you're growing? Amen? And as I asked God about this, he took me back to adolescence. The moment in human development where you have the most physical growth is during puberty. For us males, I didn't get a lot out of it. I grew about 6-8 inches, and then it was over. But some male can grow up to 2 to 3 feet during puberty. It's the most, during human development, that's the most amount of growth in an individual. You go from being an adolescent to a young adult. Amen? So three ways that you know you're growing. Number one, you become uncomfortable or frustrated. Many times when you become uncomfortable or frustrated, Many times that's when a lot of us say, okay, let's stop. The grinding ends here, right? This can't be God. I'm frustrated. I'm uncomfortable. This can't be God. And I thought about it as adolescence. You go through some periods that you're uncomfortable. As a male, your voice start changing. You go to talk, you start squeaking. You don't even want to talk. You start to sweat a whole lot. Your body starts to change. You get uncomfortable. Then I thought about it the same way in our lives. How many of us, as you start to grind through it, maybe this year you've already set your goals and it's starting to get a little uncomfortable. I was talking to a good friend of mine. They recently changed careers and started a new job, and they really become frustrated because it's, you know, maybe I made a mistake. Maybe this job isn't for me. I'm struggling on this job. And I believe it was God that told me to tell him, if you choose a job and in that first year you don't have any struggles, you didn't challenge yourself. You didn't, and that's anything in life. If you're looking to move on, and in that the beginning stage of that, you have no frustration, there's no turbulence, everything goes smooth, you're not challenging yourself. Anything that you can do on your own, you don't need God's help. But when you step out and you begin to get uncomfortable, you begin to experience the frustration of life, and you got to turn, and the only thing you can say, as Eileen so perfectly said in her exhortation today, God, without you, I'm nothing. I can't do this without you. You start to feel uncomfortable. That's one sign that you're growing. Amen? Number two, things don't fit. I think about it as a young boy, as you growing. All right, and my kids are still young, so they haven't experienced that. But my nephew, talking to my sister and her husband, it was like every month they had to buy him new pants, new shirts, new shoes. Just getting big to the point you want to say, boy, stop growing. Amen? But it's the same thing with us in our growth. How do you know you're growing? Things don't fit. The people that you used to being around don't fit anymore. Amen? The same situations you were used to going to, you can't be in those environments anymore because you're growing. There's nothing wrong with you. You're growing because you've embraced the grind, because you've changed your mindset to say, no, I'm not just going to walk away because this has gotten a little frustrating and a little unfamiliar for me. I'm going to embrace it. You start to grow, and things around you don't fit. Your words don't fit. I remember, I'm telling on myself here, when I was in college, I was always raised in the church, of course. But, you know, in college, you go through those periods where you're experiencing yourself, right? So my friends knew I loved the Lord, but I would have periods where I was in God, I was holy, and then there was other times I was just heathenistic. And I remember when I was in college, we had a crew. We had a crew that we rolled with. A couple guys I played basketball with, one friend that just kind of hung around us, and then we always had this girl that was around us. All right, and she was just like, she was one of the guys. And I remember at one time I'm just out, and we were somewhere, and I was just cussing as a sailor. No offense to any sailors, but you know the expression. But just cussing up a storm, you know, just live. And I remember my friend, she said to me, she's like, Billy, what you doing? That's not even you. And it really kind of just struck me for a second, like, man, like, I can't even get away from this anointing that's on my life. But in that moment is when, even though I was vacillating back and forth, I was getting closer to God during that time because I was away from my parents' home. I had to experience God on my own. And really what was happening was even though I was going back and forth, I was experiencing growth. Those same words that I thought was cool and trying to fit in, I didn't fit anymore. Amen? So things don't fit. Number three reason you know you're growing, you become aware. Or, as the Bible would call it, revelation. Amen? You think of the example I've been using of adolescents. They become aware of who they are. You start to understand your gifts. A boy gets about 15, 16. If he's good at sport, they start to develop, you know. Or you start to develop your sense of worth. You know, they 15, 16, they start combing their hair a little bit more, brushing their hair, making sure the waves are nice. The women want to put, you know, putting on the makeup and you become aware of your sexuality. It's the same thing in our growth, in our spiritual life. You become aware of the gifts that God has stored inside of you. Amen. Those same insecurities that you had maybe when you were first saved or young, as you start to grow, you become aware, like, these things that God has put inside of me, the leadership abilities, amen. The ability to exhort, the ability to pray for people, the ability to just be a friend. You start to get revelation of who you are in Christ. Amen? Is that okay? So the G in grind stands for growing. All right? The R stands for rigorously. Rigorously, meaning strict, harsh, or unrelenting, allowing little and no scope of variation and relaxation. A mind shift of embracing the grind means we set our goals and we don't let anyone or anything prevent us from reaching them. You must be unrelenting and rigorously pursue everything that you desire in 2018 and beyond. What does the Bible tell us? It says the devil walks around like what? Like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour or looking for someone to destroy, another translation says. You got to be on your grind, folks. It's not good enough to just set that goal and just think it's going to happen. The same status quo. Amen? The growth I talked about with the G means that as you experience more, you grind even harder. I want to give you some quick statistics, all right, about setting goals and New Year's resolution. Roughly 45 to 50% of us has set a New Year's resolution in 2018. So basically, if we look at this auditorium, half has set a New Year's resolution, all right? After 1 week, only 73% of those people are still working towards their New Year's resolution. 73% of that 50. 1 week, 7 days, all right? 17% of those people have given up, all right? After a month, only 50% of us are left. So it's so powerful today. Right now, we're 28 days into the new year. That means of the half the people who set a New Year's resolution, only 50% of us. So maybe this section over here, that's all that's left. Why is that? Because I believe the rigorousness is gone. The frustrations of your past experience, and I was reading in there, one of the number one reasons people listed for not setting a New Year's resolution, Pastor Mike, was past failure. I set a New Year's resolution in 16 and 17. I didn't complete. I'm not even going to do that this year. And that's what that's what the devil will do to you. Start to talk to your mind. And it ain't even, once again, it doesn't even have to be something great spiritual. It could be you getting your finances together. And what the devil will tell you, you too much in debt. You too much in debt. What the pastor's talking about on Sundays, that's for people who never had any problems. They may have had a little debt, but you got too much debt. Your credit score is too low. You got too many bills coming in. You don't make enough money to change your finances. The devil is a lie. It's a mind shift. Starting small, starting somewhere, working rigorously towards that goal, grinding through it. Amen? Listen to what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9, 26, 27. It says, I don't know about you, but I'm running hard for the finish line. I'm giving it everything I've got. No sloppy living for me. I'm staying alert and in top condition. I'm not going to get caught napping, telling everyone else all about it, and then missing out on it myself. Amen? I think about the man Zacchaeus in the Bible. Remember when Jesus and the disciples are walking by? He was so rigorous. What did Zacchaeus do? And this was a man of money, small stature. What did he do? He said, I got to hear this Jesus, man. I've been hearing so much about. I got to see him. I got to lay eyes on him. He rigorously what? He climbed up in a tree. One translation says a sycamore tree. He got to the top of the tree because he said, what? I got to see Jesus. We got to have the same determination. We got to have the same determination, the same power, the same aggressiveness towards our goals and the things that we want done in our lives. Amen? 2018's got to be different, folks. We got to take a stand and say, whatever it is that I desire from God, I'm going to go get it. I'm going after it what? Rigorously. No relaxation. No, I'm going after it with everything I've got. Because here's the thing about it. Nothing's changed by you doing it the same way, right? And that's what the devil will tell you. Just stay mediocre. Just do the same thing you've been doing. The thing is, nothing's changed doing it that way. What if I go after it harder? Amen? What if I go after it with everything inside of me? Hallelujah. Rigorous. Rigorous. Amen. The I stands for N. A real simple article. N. What does N mean? Meaning within limits, boundaries, and within order. See, we're going. This sets the balance, all right? As you shift your mind to embracing the grind, we can't be so engrossed in the grind that we lose sight of our surroundings and Christian values. Amen? We must stay within these boundaries, never allowing anyone or anything to cause us astray from our core values and beliefs. What does this mean? It's the balance. Some of us, we're going to embrace the grind so much that you'll be consumed by the grind and lose track of your surroundings. I think about it at work. Some of you guys know what I do at work. I work for Penn State University as a financial officer. And many of the times, if you know anything about finances, the worst thing you could do to someone who's balancing a budget or anything is interrupt them. And so many times I'm in my office and I'm grinding. The ladies in my office laugh at me. And my sister and my wife laugh at me. They say I have a little OCD because I got to have things perfect. And if you know anything about accounting, anything under a dollar, anything that's materially insignificant, you don't have to worry about it in balancing. But I'm the type, I don't want to be off 3 cents. You're talking about a $25 million budget. I don't want to be off 3 cents. And many times I will grind through it because it's about excellence. It's about striving for perfection. And many times my ladies will come in, they'll interrupt me, and sometimes I just want to say, what? I'm working. But the end part of the grind says no. The grind is not bigger than the relationship. Amen? As we're in the process of the grind, we don't focus on the product and lose focus on the process. Amen? Because the process is where you experience the growth. The process is where you learn. The process is where you look back and say, oh, how God has delivered me. The process is where you have the mind shift, not in the product. Amen? So the end keeps us in balance. It says staying within the boundaries. What are those boundaries? Those boundaries are love. Amen? Though I'm grinding at work, I still have to operate in love 24/7 towards my secretary and the other ladies in my office and the men in my office. I can't be so consumed with the grind that I lose track of those around me. Amen? Keep your mind focused on the process and not the product. Jude 20, 21, from the Living Bible. It says, but you, dear friends, you must build your lives even more strongly upon the foundation of the holy faith, learning to pray in the power and strength of the Holy Spirit. Listen right here. It says, stay always within the boundaries where God's love can reach you and bless you. Wait patiently for the eternal life that Jesus Christ and his mercy is going to give you. Stay within the boundaries where what? God's love can reach you. You should never, once again, be so consumed about accomplishing your goals or making it through this trial and tribulations that you leave the boundaries and the safety net of Jesus Christ. Amen? The end. Hallelujah. I think about Jesus as he was talking to his disciples, and he was starting to prepare his disciples for his death. And he started to tell them, he said, you know, I've got to go back to be with my Father. And he's just throwing out hints to them over and over. And he tells them, you know, I've got to die. I'm going to have to, you know, be in the ground for 3 days. And then one time he finished, your boy Peter pulled Jesus to the side and said, hey, Jesus, you're starting to scare people. Why don't you calm that down a little bit? I'm paraphrasing. Well, you don't need to talk like that. Because Peter saw Jesus as what? The warrior that was coming back to overthrow the Roman government. There was so much in it for Peter, he didn't want Jesus talking these words. What did Jesus say to him? He literally rebuked him and said, what? Get behind me, Satan. Because what was Jesus saying? He was saying, like, hey, I can't be worried about what you're saying. I got to stay within the boundaries of what my Father told me. I was set here to do a work. I can't be so consumed on what the world wants me to do or even my disciples and everyone around me. I have to be more concerned about this process. And the process says I got to die on the cross so that everyone in here can be saved. It wasn't just about overthrowing a government or the carnal things that Peter was talking about. Amen? the end. The next one, natural progression. And I know I hyphenated and made one word out of two, but it's all good. This is how God gave it to me. He didn't give it to you, he gave it to me. Amen? Natural progression. What does that mean? Meaning not acquired, but inherently moving towards a goal and or advancing by steady improvement. Each of us are unique and fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen? Therefore, a mind shift of embracing the grind instructs us to progress at your own pace. Take time to determine your strengths and weaknesses and try to make choices that agree with the still small voice that is inside of you. Amen? The enemy of progress is comparison. The enemy of progress is comparison. Many times we will give up on our goals. We will give up in going through tough times because we start to compare what Pastor Mike was going through. Joe didn't have to go through that. Minister Brian didn't have to go through that. Why do I have to go through that? And we start to compare. Amen? We were talking in our men's group at Ruff about keeping ourselves holy. And us as married men, how detrimental it is to us to see images of other naked females. Why is that? Because when you see other images of naked females, you're what? You're always comparing your wife to those images. Amen? And what is the world? The world only gives you pictures of perfect women. And so what happens is, as a man, you start to compare and look at your wife through the prism of what the world says is beautiful. But you married your wife because you think she's beautiful. Amen? The enemy of progress is comparison. God doesn't want us comparing ourselves to anybody. He said, I made you perfectly in your mother's womb. Everything that you need is deep down inside of you. All it takes is a mind shift to pull that thing out of you. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's look at this real quick. Let's look at this guy in the Bible named David. Let's go to 1 Samuel 17, 32 through 39. We're talking about natural progression. It says, David said to Saul, don't let anyone be discouraged. I, your servant, will go and fight this Philistine. Saul answered, you can't go out against this Philistine and fight him. You're only a boy. Goliath has been a warrior since he was a young man. But David said to Saul, I, your servant, have been keeping my father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and took a sheep from my flock, I would chase it. I would attack it and save the sheep from its mouth. When it attacked me, I caught it by its fur and hit it and killed it. I, your servant, have killed both lion and bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be just like him because he has spoken against the armies of the living God. Hallelujah. The Lord who saved me from this lion and a bear will save me from this Philistine. So Saul said to David, go, and may the Lord your God be with you. Saul put on his own clothes on David, and he put a bronze helmet on him, on his head, and dressed him in his armor. David put on Saul's sword and tried to walk around, but he was not used to all that armor that Saul had put on him. He said to Saul, I can't go out like this because I'm not used to it. Then David took it all off. He took his stick in his hand and chose five smooth stones from the stream, and he put them in the shepherd's bag and grabbed his sling, and then he went out to meet the Philistine. And you guys know the story, the rest of it. David goes out, and he fights the Goliath, and he slays Goliath and cuts his head off and parades around with his head. Amen? But something that was so powerful in this scripture, Brian's going to be my Saul today. All right, I'm David. Similar to David, they said David was small and handsome, right? Yeah. Yep. So here was Saul. He took all his armor, put it on David, sent David out to fight Goliath. And I can imagine David, like myself, a small, handsome young man. And he started to walk around, and he just said, I don't feel right. Matter of fact, I think I look ridiculous. Because in those times, they only chose big guys like Brian, Pastor Mike, to go out in war. David's just a little small man, little shepherd. Amen? The equipment didn't fit. So what did he say? He said, Saul, here, here's your sword. Here's your vest. I can't do it. I got to go out what? I got to go out naturally how God made me. How he raised me up as a shepherd when I was fighting those lions and I had those five smooth stones in my sling. I got to go out and fight with that. And that's the same thing that the grind is all about. It's about fighting in natural progression, not worrying about how somebody else, because so many times people will tell you, Bill, if I was going through that, this is what I would do. Amen? But the Spirit of the Lord says in natural progression, what have I put inside of you? How have I raised you up? Use those things I've put inside your hands. That's how you will overcome. That's how you will fight your Goliaths. That's how you will experience ultimate freedom in 2018 is through what I've naturally put inside you. Amen? Hallelujah. 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 There's freedom in that word right there. That word is for somebody. There's freedom in that word because it says that you are equipped with everything that God needs for you to get the job done. You're already equipped. Hallelujah. There's freedom in that. There's freedom in that. Teen Challenge, there's freedom in that. Everything that you're going through, what you're grinding through right now, there's a natural progression towards reaching your goal. There's a natural progression. Can't nobody go through it like you're going through it. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. There's a natural progression. Hallelujah. 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 Sheldon, I just hear a word for you this morning in the name of Jesus. Stand up, Sheldon. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. There are people telling you how great you are, how great your gift is, how well you can sing. Amen? But it's through natural progression. There is a progression that God is pulling you through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There is a place in God that God is pulling you through. Don't worry about what other people are doing. Don't get caught up in comparing to other people. It is the gift that God has placed inside of you that will make room for you. Hallelujah. It is a natural progression. There are things that God is birthing in you right now that will be released to the world, but it's in his timing. It's in his decree. The talents, the gift that God has stored inside of you, he is waiting to release them like a ticking time bomb. But it's through natural progression. Amen? Let's give God a hand in the name of Jesus. There's a natural progression. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I would grab a hold of that. Take that word for yourself in the name of Jesus. Many of you have been told that time's running out or you've missed out. Or similar to, like I said, with the New Year's resolution, you've already given up. That changing of the New Year is just a date. You can start your New Year's resolution today. Amen? And if you don't like that word, if it has negative connotation to you, call it something else. Call it the goal. Call it my grind item. Whatever you want to call it, make a declaration today that you're going to change whatever it is in your life that you want to see manifested in 2018. Amen? Natural progression. Growing naturally. Progressing naturally. Not based on how everybody else is progressing, but based on what God has put inside you. Amen? Last but not least, daily. All right? Growing rigorously. And natural progression daily. Daily, meaning happening or occurring when? Every day. Amen? A mind shift of embracing the grind requires a daily commitment. Each day starts fresh. Each day brings new opportunities as well as new challenges. So attack each day by forgetting about the past and not worrying about your tomorrow. Amen? Attacking each day. I read a book years ago by a former NFL football coach, Tony Dungy, The Quiet Strength, one of the greatest books I ever read. Blessed me so much. He had a phrase in there. He said, follow the daily process. And he talked about when he was coaching and how he looked back over a 30-year coaching career and how he had made it and accomplished everything that he had set out. He said it was all about the daily process. He said, if I looked at that thing over a 5-year period or tried to, you know, over a 10-year period, I would have got lost and consumed in everything that was going on. But being committed to this thing daily, waking up and just saying, if I could just win today, I don't care what happened yesterday. Yes, as I'm progressing towards my goal, yes, I may have taken 2 steps back on yesterday. But on Sunday, January 28th, what about today? What can you accomplish today? How is your mindset today? And not even concerned about tomorrow. Amen? Galatians 6:9, it says, and let us not get tired of doing what is right. For after a while, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't get discouraged and give up. Each and every day. Amen? Let's not get tired. Because what will happen is this word will get in you. And what the devil does is he tries to kill things in his infancy, all right? As soon as that thing's birthed inside of you, he wants to come and steal it right away. He wants to steal it right away. So what you have to do is right after you get that word and you're enthused and you're jumping up and you're saying, I'm going after this with all gusto, you have to remind yourself, okay, it's daily. Because something's coming to knock you off your feet, but can you grind through it? Will you embrace the grind? Another part of the daily is when you grind through it daily, day after day, and nothing changes. That's another part of the grind. You're going to experience those days where you experience ultimate victory, then you're going to experience those days where nothing happens. That's another way that you start feeling like, I need to give up. Nothing's happening. I've been grinding through it. Think about it in terms of your New Year's resolution. Those of you that have said, I want to work out, I want to get in shape. What's the hardest part of that is those first couple weeks. First couple days, you feel okay. Then the soreness set in. You start to get sore. You don't want to wake up. Then after the soreness goes away, Joe, right, you don't see any results. I want to tone my arms up. You're 3 weeks in. There's no toning. But you got to understand what's happening in that muscle. There's growth starting to happen. And if you just progress day by day, you keep working on it day by day, By the end of about 6 weeks, you start to look like Joe Moss. No, I'm just kidding. You start to naturally progress. Amen? Amen. But it's a daily process, even in the face when things aren't changing. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18 says, so we do not give up. Our physical body is becoming older and weaker, but our spirit inside of us is made new when every day. Your flesh, as the Bible says, the flesh is weak, but the spirit, what, is willing. Amen? The spirit inside of us is made new every day. We have small troubles for a while, but they are helping us gain an eternal glory that is much greater than the troubles that we are going through. Amen? Once again, I know it's speaking in terms of eternity, but this is for us each and every day. What we are working for, what you are working towards, the things that you are going through, God is giving you victory each and every day. Amen? Embracing the grind. Where's Stephen? Start to play. Hallelujah. Embracing the grind. As I'm getting ready to close here, I want to leave you with one scripture in Galatians 5:1. And as we get ready to share this altar, and we're going to get ready to pray and give you an opportunity to come to the altar and really just to ask God for that mind shift, to give you the determination, to give you the wherewithal, the focus, to grind through whatever situation you're going through this year. And not thinking of it in terms of future, once again, getting back to the daily process. Amen? The grind, growing, rigorously. And natural progression when? Daily. Day by day. Can we stand on our feet as I get ready to close? Hallelujah. Embracing the grind. Remember, embracing the grind is not about maintaining, but intensifying your suffering for a season in order to experience victory and freedom. Galatians 5:1 says, Christ has set us free to live a free life. So take your stand. Never again let anyone put a harness of slavery on you. What is that harness of slavery? That harness of slavery is the mind. We are enslaved. We can become enslaved to the way we think, enslaved to the way our environment says we should act. But let's step out of that this morning. This morning, we're going to pray for mental freedom. As Pastor's been saying all of January, this will be the greatest mental year of our lives. Amen? And listen, it's not by some fluke. This thing doesn't just happen. It's by embracing this grind. Your good times, your bad times, by embracing it, intensifying your suffering for a season to experience ultimate freedom. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm gonna give you the opportunity. This altar is open to anyone who would be brave enough to walk down here today and say, I want a mind shift. I want to be that person that says, as I said before, my grind is mean in 2018. Nothing anyone can say to me, can do to me, is going to stop my grind this year. Because there is purpose, there is destiny. There, inside of each and every one of you. Don't wait another Sunday. Don't wait another moment. And continue to let the devil work on your mind and tell you what you're not, what you can't accomplish, what you'll never be. For you are the head and not the tail. You are a winner and not a loser. You are strong and not weak. You are successful and not a failure. You are men and women of valor, of understanding, of wisdom, of knowledge, of financial blessing. If you believe it, come to this altar. Because here's the thing, it starts with God. It starts with allowing, as I said when I first started, allowing that mind to be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Jesus, overtake our minds. Overtake our minds this morning in the name of Jesus. We want to be free. We want to experience ultimate freedom in you. Because you said, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Our minds are free. Our lives are free. Hallelujah. 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 Minister Brian, just start to proclaim freedom over their mind in the name of Jesus. I'm going to ask the altar workers to come, and I'm going to bid one more time to everyone out in the audience. If you want to experience ultimate freedom, a mind shift in 2018, let this be the beginning. Let today be the beginning in the name of Jesus. Altar workers, come. Please pray.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to share something with you that Bill called me and asked me about doing this prayer. There were some things that God had me to write down because, yes, we're free. God has freed us indeed. But what is it that we're free from? We're free from double-mindedness. We're free from rejection. We're free from rebellion. We're free from perversion. We're free from fear. We're free from self-rejection. We're free from insecurities. We're free from depression. We're free from discouragement. We're free from hopelessness. All the mind-binding spirits. We're free from unbelief. We're free from guilt. We're free from condemnation. We're free from shame. We're free from perfection. We're free from pride. We're free from ego. We're free from impatience. We're free from loneliness. We're free from sensitivity. We're free from being unteachable. We're free from the power of control. We're free from possessiveness. We're free from the root of bitterness. We're free from the root of unforgiveness. We're free from hatred. We're free from resentment. We're free from retaliation. We're free from distrust. We're free from confrontation. The Bible says, therefore, there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus, that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. He hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Father, free your people today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help them to understand what it is that you freed them from. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we take that yoke of bondage off their necks this morning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I speak freedom over your people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. You said, now that spirit, the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's liberty in you, Lord God. And we want to walk in that liberty, Lord God. Help your people to walk in that freedom, Lord God. We shall decree a thing, Lord God, and it shall be established. I decree freedom. I decree breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lift your hands. Lift your hands in the place. Lift your hands in this place. Father God, this is a sign of surrendering. We're surrendering everything to you, Lord God, this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Whatever it is that's hindering us from being free this morning, Lord God. The generational curses, Father God. We bind them right now in the name of Jesus. The mindset of schizophrenia, Lord God. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. There is freedom in you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. The spirit of lust, Lord God. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. The spirit of discouragement, Lord God. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. Listen, somebody needs to know that you don't have to be perfect for anybody but Christ. I come against the spirit of perfection right now in the name of Jesus that would hold your people hostage in their minds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help your people, Father God, to take every thought captive that would attempt to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Bring that thought into captivity and make it obedient unto Christ, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're free, Lord God. We're free indeed, Lord God. We're free indeed, Lord God. We decree that we're free indeed, Lord God. We're free, Father God. We're free from bondage, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're free from bondage, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Nothing shall hold us back, Lord God, going forth in 2018, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. There's none like you, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God. We lay prostrate before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We want to let you into every area of our lives, Lord God. Even those areas in our lives that we've compartmentalized, Lord God. You know all. You see all, Lord God. There's nothing that we can hide from you, Lord God. In the midnight hour, Lord God, you see it all. At dawn, Lord God, you see it all, Lord God. I come against shame and condemnation right now in the name of Jesus. I come against it. I thank you for the spirit of conviction, Lord God. The spirit of conviction is to draw you to Christ. It's to draw you to Christ. He's only trying to show you what it is that's holding you up. That conviction is to draw you. It's not to condemn you. It's to draw you because he loves us that much. He loves us unconditionally. In spite of us, he still loves us. In spite of our mess-ups and our mix-ups, he still loves us. Come on, just lift your hands to him. Just lift your hands to him. He desires to make you whole. He desires to make you whole. But what I love about God and the Holy Spirit is he's such a gentleman. He's not going to force us to do anything. But he's giving you a great opportunity to open your heart to him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Draw your people by your spirit. You said not by power nor by might, Lord God, but you said by your spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I ask that you touch your people, Lord God, right now from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord God. I plead the blood over everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray that you would deliver them, Lord God. Whom the Son has set free, he's free indeed, Lord God. Help them to experience that freedom, Lord God, from this day forward, Lord God. And we bind the hand of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that no weapon that is formed against your people shall prosper, Lord God. And every tongue that rises in judgment against them, Lord God, we condemn it today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Have your way in the lives of your people, Lord God. Set them free, Lord God. Deliver them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you that your anointing was in this place, Lord God, because it's your anointing that destroys the yoke, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, come against fear, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You haven't given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind, Lord God. Draw them by your spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we'll be so careful, Lord God, to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Let's celebrate today because we have a new mindset. Let's celebrate today because we're free indeed. Let's celebrate today because God, in all of his infinite wisdom, came to see about us today. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord God. There's absolutely none like you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Just continue to praise him. Just continue to praise him. He's worthy.
Everybody say, oh, free indeed.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm free indeed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Christ, I'm free.
Come on, let's sing that. Freedom in our minds. Freedom in our heart. Free in our spirit.
In Christ.
In Christ, I'm free.
No chains are holding me.
No chains are holding me.
Say that is is dead, everything, all of your hopes, all of your dreams, all of your ambitions, everything that you hope for, they're in that valley of dry bones. But God said to speak to it. Speak to it. Keep speaking it. Keep decreeing it until you see it happen. Until you see life brought back into the very thing that God promised you. It's His promise to you. He said He'd do it. Your past does not disqualify you. Your current circumstance does not disqualify you. Coming in, and we bless your going. We bless your homes, your finances. We bless your jobs. We bless right where you are right now today. We bless your seed. We bless your relationships. As Pastor says, you have one amazing life to live. Live it energetically and overflowing with promise. So much that you do what?
Give it away.
Give it away as you leave here today.